Welcome to A Lemon A Day, a mini-series to heal yourself and change your life. I am so excited to bring you this new fortnightly supplement to Lemonade, where every 2 weeks, I'll bring you an interview with an incredible practitioner from a life-changing healing modality. I am asked quite a lot about what I've done to heal myself over the years, and it's a question I'm always too happy to answer because I love sharing the different ways I've worked on my emotional, physical, spiritual, and psychological health. So I thought, why not bring the very people who've changed my life to you? None of these interviews are sponsored or gifted in any way. I can assure you of that. So every word of endorsement is because the therapeutic practice has genuinely enriched my life, or I am hanging to try it out very soon. This week, I'm chatting with Catherine Hay, a clinical nutritionist and founder of Captured Nutrition. She's a mum of one, now based on the Gold Coast, and she supports people with a myriad of health issues all over the country. Her specialty is gut fertility and women's health. Catherine has extensively supported me in my healing journey, and I have to say, she is a genius. In this chat, we discuss why gut and mental health is intertwined, how stress and emotional turmoil impacts our gut, why periods are a window into our overall health, and the many ways you can support your gut regardless of your budget. Just a note, the content provided in A Lemon A Day is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always, always seek the health advice of your GP. Oh, Catherine, it is such a joy to have you on the podcast. How are you in beautiful, sunny Gold Coast, isn't it?
Yes, Gold Coast. We are well. I feel bad talking about it, but it's good. It's happy up here. We're good.
You just look like a vision and picture of health, as you always do too. And I'm sure like that gorgeous sunshine and fresh and beach air has something to do with it, maybe.
Yeah, we're very lucky up here at the moment, so I can't complain.
Good. Catherine, I wanted to have you on the podcast on a Lemon A Day supplement because you have been instrumental in my healing journey. We worked together for, it was over a year. We worked together for a while, maybe even longer.
Yeah, we did.
You really helped me with a lot of gut things going on and women's health things as well. And that was during a time that I was, you know, feeling very stressed and feeling very inflamed. And this podcast, this supplement is all about, you know, looking at healing holistically, that it's not just your mind, it's everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Love it. 100%. I'm really excited to get into it all with you today.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, so I want to get into that. But firstly, I want to just give the listeners just a bit of a sense of a little bit about you and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, fantastic. So I studied naturopathy. So, you know, probably over 10, 12 years ago now, I studied naturopathy. I was 6 months out to finishing my degree in naturopathy, but I actually switched at the last minute into nutritional medicine because I had such a huge passion for looking at the body holistically. Mm. Obviously, naturopathy is that, but I just lost my passion for herbs at that point in time in my life. And I really focused on, wow, the body needs nutrients to thrive and function. So I switched into doing my Bachelor of Health Science and majoring in nutritional medicine. And I think also, you know, learning about the body in such depth with biochemistry pathways and pathophysiology was just so intriguing, and also going on my own health journeys through different hormonal conditions, you know, adult acne, you know, those types of things. And I realized, you know, I could help myself. So if I can help myself, I just want to help as many people as I possibly can. And that's kind of what got me into studying it and then opening up my own clinic. And, you know, now I have a fully booked clinic, which I absolutely love.
I know. It's awesome. And you're such an amazing practitioner as well. What are the reasons that people are coming to see you?
Yeah, so gut health is a huge area that I've specialized in, and that has been a huge primary focus of mine throughout the years. And now after having my own baby, I have a 12-month-old baby girl, Sunny, I have definitely opened up my spectrum of practice, and now I'm doing, you know, lots of fertility, preconception care, postpartum care, female health, female reproduction care and hormones. So I specialize in quite a few different areas, which is fantastic. And it just opens up my breadth of reach to so many different women, which is
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. And how do you help them? What do you do? How do you work with them?
Yeah, so I love treating my patients on a very individualized level. I'm very much an evidence-based practitioner. I love to test and not guess. So I cut out all the BS. So cut out through all the bullshit and we get you results fast. And I think that's something that I love to do. I hold my patient's hand, so to speak, through their health journey. You know, it's a simple, attainable and realistic approach to health, you know, encompassing, you know, mindfulness, lifestyle, diet and supplementation if we need to understanding that root cause instead of, you know, a band-aid approach with just fixing signs and symptoms. And with my patients, I never prescribe or do anything that doesn't, you know, resonate with them, that doesn't fit in with them and their lifestyle. So it's a team effort. And I find that is the best way the healing journey really, I guess, takes off, and it's a nurturing environment.
That's what I loved working with you too, is that it is so individualized. Like, you set me off for very specific tests that, and then you were able to tailor a program specifically to exactly what was going on in my gut and in my health, taking into account, like, even like my mental health, you know, everything was all within one. Do you feel like encompassing it in that package like that is how you do get those results, and even fast, like you said?
Yes, definitely. And like, you know, like with yourself, it's what's happening for you isn't happening for the rest of the population. So it doesn't make sense about doing this kind of generalized approach to health, that one size fits all, which just doesn't work. So I love really understanding what your body needs to thrive and function. And then, you know, finding those missing pieces to your health puzzle and then putting them back together for you really holistically and nurturing.
Yeah. For many people, I imagine, that aren't interested in health or don't have much of a background in it, would struggle to understand how there could be a link between our gut and emotional distress or mental health or things that are going on, at, you know, in our lives that, you know, yeah, do cause us a lot of stress and emotional turmoil. What would that have to do with our gut? And now, you know, can you talk us through, how is there a link there?
Yes. And this is one of my favorite areas to talk about. You know, it was kind of like this, you know, romanticized spiritual myth that there was some connection between the gut and the brain. And now we know, thanks to scientific evidence and research, it's a concrete scientific pathway. So the gut has its own nervous system, and the brain obviously has its own nervous system. So the gut's nervous system is called the enteric nervous system, and the brain obviously has a central nervous system with two other specific nervous systems that kind of stem off that. There's a huge cable of nerves that run between the gut and the brain called the vagus nerve, and the gut and the brain send messages to each other via this nerve pathway. So it's a bi-directional communication pathway. So what I find truly fascinating is whatever is going on in our gut microbiome, it sends chemical messages to the brain to take out a feeling, a response, a reaction. You know, when you get butterflies in your stomach and you kind of feel that gut response or that gut feeling, you definitely shouldn't ignore that, because that is actually a scientific research and backed information that something is actually going on. Whether you're feeling fearful or scared or loved or joy, those types of feelings you initially feel in your gut, and then your brain takes out that emotional response as well, and vice versa. You know, what I also find really interesting is that 95% of our serotonin is stored in our gut. So that's our happy, feel good neurotransmitter that makes us feel joy as well. So there are all these specific links. And if we have, you know, an unhappy gut or dysbiosis between our good and our bad bacteria, our mental health is one of those first areas that can be really impacted with stress, anxiety, depression, that type of thing as well.
I would love to hear about that, the impact that if we are feeling stressed or we're feeling, you know, we're going through grief or sadness or anger, what does that do to our gut?
Yeah, so that's a really good thing. And I've seen this it's been really heightened to me in the last 18 months with lockdowns and especially in COVID, how my patients have been feeling with the stress and the anxiety. And one of the biggest signs and symptoms is IBS. And I know that's an umbrella term, but irritable bowel syndrome. So we can get chronic bloating, diarrhea, constipation. We can get acid reflux, inconsistent bowel motions. And we can feel that general heaviness and sluggishness in our gut. And that can be a direct sign of anxiety, you know, depression, and those types of emotional responses as well. When we're in that state of stress or that fight or flight response, the body shuts down our digestive capacity. It's like, no, I'm not going to prioritize digesting and utilizing all those beautiful nutrients from your food and making you feel good, because I'm in a state of constant or chronic stress. So your body prioritizes that and, you know, dumps a whole lot of cortisol into our nervous system, which then puts us in that adrenaline mode. So the last thing we're going to do is, yeah, like I said, is going to beautifully digest our food and feel nourished and supported in our gut.
Yeah, it just makes so much sense when you break it down like that as well. And it's, I'm sure, things that maybe I wouldn't have thought of once upon a time. And I know many people wouldn't have realized, you know, what an impact it's having. Speaking of which, you're very vocal on Instagram, which I love, about menstrual health as well and how that can be a sign of our overall health. How is it a sign of our, yeah, overall health, I guess?
Yeah, so I love looking at period health and period problems as, you know, an insight into what's going on with hormones. You know, our period is like our monthly report card. What's going on with our period health kind of tells us what's going on with our hormonal health as well. And I find so many women that are coming into practice, you know, they're experiencing huge amounts of PMS, you know, irritability, mood changes, gut changes, period pain, all these types of issues leading up to their period. And understanding this, that that's actually not normal. You know, we should be able to have a period that comes and goes without these huge highs and lows, especially within our mental health and our physical health. Looking at our period signs and symptoms can be, like I said before, like a huge insight into what's going on and fine-tuning anything that we need to support that monthly flow, that monthly cycle. And it's really great when I'm working with women and learning how to work with our menstruation cycle and the different phases throughout our cycle as well. It can be a real game changer with how we work, you know, with productivity and our emotional well-being, exercise even, and different types of exercise that we can utilize throughout our menstrual cycle as well.
Why do you think, you know, if someone is going through a tough time that might be listening or just feeling overstressed, even, God, just what the state of the world right now is stressful enough, really. You don't even need to be going through something. Why is it just as important, I suppose, to be focusing on the body as well as our mental health? You know, we know that it's beneficial to speak to a therapist, to have talk therapy, but why is it important to incorporate the body within that, do you think?
Yeah, that's really good. And I always say you can't have one without the other. You've got, they're both totally intertwined and they are brother and sister. They're holding hands, you know, they're best friends. Maybe not some brother and sisters, but you know what I mean. When we want to look after our physical body, it actually in turn helps our mental health and our outlook. So, you know, nourishing ourselves as best as we can in times of, you know, grief or in times of those really emotional responses can be, you know, that missing link to our emotional health as well. So whether that's, you know, taking 5 for yourself and doing your meditations, but also taking 5 from yourself and eating food that ignites you, that fills up your cup, that makes you feel good, I think can be just as important as talk therapy and seeing psychologists and things like that. Obviously, it's always easier said than done when we're in those times of despair and, you know, big emotional traumatic events. But I think it's really tapping into that, you know, conscious mind and understanding what fills you up, you know, what fills up your cup, whether that's food, whether that's exercise, whatever it may be. It's kind of finding those little things. I call it do shit that makes you happy. I preach that on my Instagram, you know, because that can be that fundamental link of linking the physical body up with the emotional body and combining those two together.
Oh, that's such an eloquent way to put it. That is just makes so much sense. And there's such, everything you said then is such practical tips that you can implement into your own life without costing much, you know, without paying anything. You can sit and practice mindfulness in the morning. And I know it can be hard with a little baby, but even just 5 minutes, right, I imagine would make a difference, or some stretching. Or are they the kinds of things you suggest? Like, what kinds of things can people be doing other than what you did mention?
Yes, like general stretching, you know, getting outside, getting that vitamin D. There's something about sun therapy, you know, and doing it safely, obviously, but getting that sun on your skin can be just such a game changer with how you feel. You know, I see there's a bit of a trend in Melbourne at the moment, getting into cold water therapy, shocking the system. I'm seeing everyone getting into Port Phillip Bay and going for swims, you know, in the middle of winter. But that is doing something for your emotional health too, but also your physical health, you know. There's a lot of research to back that out, what that's doing for inflammation in the body. It's sitting down with your most favorite meal and actually being present and eating it mindfully, chewing your food properly. I know it's a basic nutrition, you know, most people roll their eyes at me, oh, eat your food properly. But we do this because we release certain specific digestive enzymes in the mouth, which help aid the rest of digestion for the whole day. It sets you up for a better day. So it's those little things that we can incorporate into our day that really can make the biggest impact.
And what have you noticed firsthand in the clients that you've worked with? What have you noticed in them when you've worked with them over a few sessions?
Yeah, the biggest thing is changes in their emotional health and their gut health, or, you know, if we're working with hormonal health, you know, having periods with no period pain or breast tenderness, having no emotional PMS phases where their mood is sustained and balanced. And I think with gut health too, having easy digestive health can be such a huge game changer for so many women I support, because they don't want to walk around feeling bloated or unsure of what they're going to wear that day because, you know, they're having to unbutton their jeans because they're not feeling well. And I think once we figure out that root cause for them, it changes absolutely everything. Their energy levels improve, their emotional well-being improves, their physical body feels better, and they feel lighter and more energized. And just sustained, I think that's the thing. It's not saying here, take this pill and we'll see what happens. It's that continual sustained response to what we're doing that keeps everyone feeling good. It's not just, if that makes sense.
A little bit. I think I've even seen you post that, like, your ultimate goal is that people stop coming to you, that they don't need
that's
you.
It. Yeah.
Right? So that they don't need you anymore. You make yourself redundant.
That's it. And that's what I say to, you know, everyone that comes through my door, my clinic. My job is to make myself redundant from our working relationship, because my goal is to get you better quickly, or to be that support. You just check in with me when you need me. It's not a continue. I see you every couple of weeks. I see you once a month goal of mine. That's not it. I just want to get you better and give you the tools and the guidance to empower you to support yourself as well. And every treatment plan I write, it's that's your reference point. You can always go back to it. It's always going to be there for you as well. So yeah, that is a big goal of mine as a practitioner. Yeah.
If someone is thinking of booking with you, what should they know, and how many sessions are you thinking, or is it just kind of individual?
It's definitely very individual with my patients, especially depending on what they come in for. So it's that one's a little bit harder to answer, but what I love about my clinic is 100% online. So I can support so many people in Australia, and I also support so many people in New Zealand, which is fantastic. So having 100% online clinic, you know, everything's done online these days, referrals, blood pathology, stool analysis testing, hormone testing, it's all done online. So we have access now to top grade supplementation and pathology reports for my patients, which is fantastic.
I should have asked you earlier as well, but I may as well ask you now. What you did mention, that a lot of people coming with menstrual health issue, period pain issues, or period issues in general, IBS. Are there other things? What are the other things that people are coming to you with in those first initial meeting?
Yeah, so a lot of skin issues, so eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, acne, mental health, that's another big one, autoimmune conditions, so any type of autoimmune condition really, usually gut related. But another area is postpartum health, so postpartum health, fertility, you know, preconception and pregnancy, they're huge ones for me. And I offer pregnancy express appointments as well, just to be able to guide mamas through the pregnancy journey and support them, because there's a lot of overwhelming misinformation out there as well. And I've also just opened up a children's nutrition consultation too. So having Sunny and looking at that whole starting the solids journey really opened my eyes up as a practitioner and how outdated all that information is. So being able to support mums with their newborns up until age 5 is that kind of area that I've also specialized in as well. So really a range of different areas at the moment, which I love, because it keeps it really, you know, exciting for me as a practitioner too.
It got me thinking then, as you were saying that, you've helped Ollie as well, my son. Yes, you've helped him and given me all things for him as well, which really helped his tummy at the time too. So,
yes.
And if someone wants to, if someone would love to work with you, but perhaps doesn't have the budget right now, and they're just not in a position for something like this right now, what can they be doing to support themselves and help? But they, you know, they're obviously so interested in doing this kind of work.
Yeah. And I think that's really good. And I think cutting it back to basics, you know, tapping into your body and understanding, you know, what do you feel good with, you know, hydration is key. It's another, you know, nutritionist 101, ensure you're getting enough water into your day. You can feel really fantastic with that. Sleep, ensure you're getting enough sleep. you know, stress management, do shit that makes you happy, incorporating all those little things into your daily lifestyle, eating more vegetables. You know, I think we can all safely say we need to be eating more vegetables. You know, looking at plant-based foods for diversity for your gut microbiome can be a huge game changer too. Not for everyone, but for most people. Those simple little tips that we can be doing and understanding, does your body feel good for doing this? If yes, great, continue doing that. I also think, you know, following accounts on Instagram that really ignite your soul can be really beneficial. So there are a lot of amazing practitioners out there giving out free advice on Instagram, free recipes, you know, free information too, where you can educate yourself freely, yeah. And become more in tune with, okay, I am experiencing this. Maybe I can try X, Y, and Z that they have recommended as well. So they can, there's a lot of free information with practitioners that you, I guess, have that rapport with or trust. I think that can be really beneficial too.
Oh, that's such good advice. Absolutely. Well, that's everything for this episode, Catherine. You nailed every answer. Thank you so much. I love when I speak to you or when I've seen you do speeches that you, the way you talk, you become alive when you talk about this kind of work. And it's just, it's so inspiring. Like it just, you can just see your life purpose written all over you. So I just wanted to mention that at the end.
Oh, thank you. It's definitely, you know, it ignites my soul and you can see it. I'm just like, you know, verbal diarrhea because I get so passionate.
You know, you're so eloquent, but it's just, yeah, I love that. I love speaking to people so passionate. So I will pop everything about you in the show notes if people want to work with you and reach out. So
thank you, lovely.
Thank you for making time.
Oh, it's so good to see you and so good to see your face.
See you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of A Lemon A Day. I'll pop all the links in the show notes. In the meantime, if you can hit subscribe, leave a positive review, hit 5 stars and share on social media, any combination of those things, I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, chat soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.